The Mishnah assumes that there is a requirement to recite the Birchas Hanenin before we eat or we drink anything. And the Gemara asks, you know, Hanamili, how did the Tanna know this assumption that one is obligated to recite the Birchas Hanenin? So the Gemara quoted the Braisa. Kodesh Yilul HaMashem, Hilulim, double Hallel. The Pasuk is referring to Netzer HaZayis. At the Teres, I go the first 3 years, and Eretz Yisrael, he plants the trees. The Teres, I go the first 3 years, Ahorlo. The fourth year, Hashanah Havir, the year called Fir, Yekadosh Luba Mashem, that the parents require a double halel, a double sheva, one before you eat it, and one after you eat it. Lama Shetun Brachalos Neim Olachrein. Mikan Amar Rav Akiva, Asa Lo Adam Sheitam Klum Kodim Sheivorech. Slach in other Achrein and Yes, on Rabbi Akiva, what is he adding on to the first line in the Braisa? The Braisa already says, Hilulin is plural. Malana Shetuni Bracha Lufnehem Uli Achreihem. Shem Yudak says you need a bracha before and after. So then it adds on Mikan Amar Rabbi Akiva. Let it say Kodesh Yilul Hashem Mikan Amar Rabbi Akiva Shetuni Bracha Lufnehem Achreihem. So no, but already says the first line Shetuni Bracha Lufnehem Achreihem. So what is Rabbi Akiva adding on? There's some say that Rabbi Akiva is adding on that it's an Isra. Shetuni Bracha Lufnehem Achreihem, you could say that it's an Isra. The Isra to say bracha before and Isra to say bracha after. No, an obligation that's required, a mitzvah, that you have to do a mitzvah, but it's not an avera if you don't, so it's not an avera if you don't, it's an avera, it's an ister. That's a shayla indeed, if that's correct or not, that's a big machlokes. And what it is, an oinen, Misha Mesa Muta Lafon, we learned it right before, Misha Mesa Muta Lafon, and it's forbidden to do a mitzvah, retosking, it's forbidden to do a mitzvah, but he's not permitted to violate avera, it's either, you can't even cause it. So what about eating bread? He's allowed to eat bread. He's hungry. He's not allowed to eat a fish. Do that. I don't think it's good. Ain't a mace of the other. Should eat today cold starch. He's hungry. He doesn't have to care if I'm eating. Anemia sounds worse.
Yeah, why not? Is
anemia sounds worse?
No,
sir, he's not permitted to do any mitzvahs. He's not permitted to do if he's an Einan. If he's really an Einan, he's not permitted to do the mitzvahs. He's just allowed to eat that he shouldn't be hungry. He's not allowed if he's an Einan. He's not allowed to send Shalom. If he's an Ogul, after the Kvura, if he's an Ogul. An Ogul. After the Kvura, then he's Chayv and Olam. The only thing is, they're sending him Aton and Sheva Shalom, just like Sheva Shalom. So Hashem can bear it, he's mechuyav to. So he's only allowed to send one. And people are not allowed to send in because that's Sheva Shalom. Everybody else has a prayer they can give Shalom to other people. So he has no prayer, he has to send Shalom. He should only give one.
Yeah.
But that's only after the Kfura. Before the Kfura, he's an Einan, so he's not permitted to do any of this. So the Shulchan they say, what if he wants to eat bread? So he's not permitted to eat bread without washing the Tzimtzum Yadayim. But when he washes himself, that's an Issa. Eat bread without Tzimtzum, that's an Aveir. That's an Issa. But when he washes in the Tzimtzum Yadayim, it's not in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sakamas Bachama on the Tzimtzum Yadayim. No, it's just in order not to violate Aveir. So therefore, you don't say a bracha on the Tzimtzum Yadayim. Because the only time you say a bracha, Sheikh Rishonim, and the Tzimtzum Yadayim, that's when you're doing Tzimtzum Yadayim, the Torah is a mitzvah of the Rabbah. But here he's not doing it as a mitzvah, he's forbidden to do mitzvah. He's only doing it in the Tzimtzum Yadayim in order not to be in violation of the Issa. So there's a big lachlek, it's a minishanin. What about Birchas HaNehanin? We learned it in the beginning of the Mishnah. What about Amoitzi? What about the Birchas HaNehanin? So one of the Rishonim holds the Kolbo. One of the late Bali Atayitza says that it's also Lod Mishiyahan and Ravam Azed. The Lord Brach, also Lod Mishiyahan and Kulm, Kod Mishiyahan Brach is an Yitzir. So the Einan is not permitted to eat without reciting the Brach. And the Shulchan Aruch,
I got Mila.
The Gemara has Gezel and Mila. And in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that sheet. It's not even quoted. The Achrayim quotes that in the space of Kolbo. The Sechemin quotes that makes the whole false matter. In Shulchan Aruch, nobody even quotes that. They say, of course you don't say Abdu'ach. So Ainan is Ainan Mubarak means he doesn't say Hamoitzi, he doesn't say Bechas Hamadin. Doesn't say Bracha before, doesn't say Bracha after. Aye, but the Ainan is not permitted to violate our Averis. So the answer is that we hold that eating without a Birchas HaNehanin is not an Aveir. It's an avera, but bitul mitzvah, let that person doesn't make tefillin one day, he doesn't get up, he doesn't dab in the Kriya Shema Bizmana, he doesn't say Shema Nesra, he doesn't shake the room, but he doesn't listen to the Kriya Shema. It's not an avera, it's an avera, it's a bitul mitzvah, it's a bitul mitzvah. So that's Mishayim, a bitul mitzvah, it's a Mishayim. What is the getter ha-takon of the din ha-bomer? We assume the ha-tanen in his own ha-bomer. What's the getter of the din of the ha-tanen? Is it a mitzvah of the ha-bomer? Or is it not only a mitzvah of the ha-bomer? It's an aveir. That if a person eats the food without saying a broche, I thought, hey, we give an aveir of the meila, or the hegdish, and we give an aveir of the neila, or shem or shem loya. We give an aveir. So some ha-chorim want to say that that's what Rebbe Kiva is adding on. The first line in the Brisa that says, Malama should put in bracha the name like him, you have to say a bracha and Rabbi Kiva. So this is the same bracha before and after. Comes Rabbi Kiva and adds on that you should keep in mind that the bracha of the Fonero is more than the bracha of the just a mitzvah. That's why the Oilin Mishanais Muslim Lufana would not recite the bracha of the Fonero. The bracha of the Fonero is not only a mitzvah, the Kanam Rabbi Kiva also Lord Rishi and Klum. The Naver is an Easter.
Yeah, that would have been an interesting shot, but
Rav HaRishonim don't hold like that. The Tanakh Oilin say that shot, but they don't spell too. They don't sell to the machleishes by any. We pass from Aloha that it's not. Of course, the machleishes want to say another akimina. Let's say a person is in prison. He's locked up in prison, and the room is full of merag wine and soya, and he's not permitted to say any bracha. And they give him food. So, if there's a tikkach nefesh, a tikkach nefesh, the altanish can bear it, so he's going to eat without saying a bracha. That's it, there's no topic tikkach nefesh. So he's just very, very hungry. Very hungry, very thirsty. So would you say it's an Easter to eat without Birchas Hananim, and he's not allowed to say Brachas, he's made up line with Soya, so he has to wait, but he not to eat, so he has to wait till it's Safek Sapana. Up until the point of Safek Sapana, he's not allowed to eat anything. Or would you say no, that it's not an Aveira to eat without a Brachas, it's a mitzvah to say Brachas. If you can't say Brachas, they don't say Brachas, they eat without the Brachas. Normally, if you're in a room with Merav Lime, so to walk to another room. That's not there, go to another room. But if you're locked up in jail, you can't. So you committed to eat till the head you don't even have to wait 10 hours. You can wait a half an hour and they'll take you out of the room from Hechtay to wait a half an hour. Why should you be in the bathroom? Hold on, you don't eat the food till there's no mitzvah. Why should you be in the bathroom? But if it's a soya, he's hungry, he's thirsty, now you don't have to wait till the stage of Sotik Sarkana. So that's the time I really want to say. But the pashtus is that we taught you that it's not a mitzvah. We taught you that it's a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah of right that the Misha makes the Musa Lachon, but it's forbidden to share the Birchas Hananim. That's a shame. The first Lashon in the Brisa with Rabbi Kiva, nobody says, but it's only a Netzer of Zaira, no food. Shi'itam klum. Klum means even not nether of God. That's what it means. Klum means even not nether of God. That's what we said, I think. We suggested that the Ramashim brachal of Nehem Achrayim maybe it only goes on Achila. Keep that on team, even a Mashim. That's what some Achrayim said. That's the Tzlach Kasha. That's the whole literature. Every Kasha that's a Tzlach, that's a Yehuda. That's a Seifan Prophet. Just say that. Every order that the Rebbe Yehuda makes is a whole literature. To discuss each other. Anyway, what was the maskana? So the Gemara first learned it out from that post. Then the Gemara said, but the Yoram that post is only said about a bracha shel acher. How do you know bracha shel acher? Now, the Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer. Shul tovei mevarach shelo v'kolshkin. About 20 lines or 25 lines in the Talmud. Then we got up to this Gemara. Then the Gemara ashkan keren. The post is only speaks about great. So all you see from that part of Kodesh Yiludim Hashem, if one works on the assumption that the din of Rabbi, you had the Gemara had a Machlokes HaTanah, the din of Orla Al-Pi Pashtus applies to all fruit-bearing trees, whether it's orange trees or apple trees or pears or grapes. But the din of Netzer Rabbi, that's a Machlokes HaTanah, whether it's Netzer or Keres. So the Gemara now is working on the assumption that it's only Keres. If it's only Keres, then we learn to listen. If you know that it's only Keres, then maybe the only fruit, the only food that require a bracha, l'fanel acher, will be great. Ashkan kerem, shah minin, minayin, how do you know to learn how? Zad bingma, what is a mamatina? Let's say, teiv nechun l'shbor. If you're mazik, I day bor, yitzach ishbor, then ingmor says, lab dap to bor. What if you leave it, abo, bikinim, ashkod, bishu, siram, it's a tolbit of bor. What's the, you say, ladim, tolbit of bor? There is no tolbit. There is no tolbit to say, tolbit of bor, to bor. How does Gemara not tell the board? That's to call a mamatina. Whenever you have a dinner, you tell a chumash. You assume that anything that's kayotzeba has the same dish. That's called a perikulos like that. So the Gemara says the same over here. It says machum is that when you eat grapes, you have to say bracha lefanah lachrei. Manishtana grapes, because you have a nor. So pashtei, perikul adenami, everything else, all other foods in the world. So the Gemara, the yalak, mikar, the yalak, mikar, the yalak, mikar, 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 whenever you eat any food and you have anor from it, you have to say bracha lefanah lachrei. I'll call Dali Shanana any food that you have on notice, and you have to recite a bracha of an alakha. Maybe only on the kosher of the tailor, on the kosher of the food, on the non-kosher food, maybe there's no bracha, but that's the Gemara kasher. That's exactly the Gemara kasher. Gemara words is mitzvah to your turn. Maybe only on grapes that the kosher of food of the halacha. The halacha recognizes grapes. You're saying in the sea is more kosher. Grapes are more kosher. But the more is that in grapes you find more mitzvahs than in all other fruits and vegetables. So the Gemara, each in the Nifrach, you can ask a third, there's no mom thing, it's not done with them, it's not shown with the shot, not a Karen, not a Karen, maybe only on grapes, it's different from apples and oranges and potatoes and carrots. Why? You can't tie the olulos, it's a special matnas anim that only applies to vines when you have certain clusters of grapes left over. Rashi HaKumis describes what the olulos are, so it's a mitzvah to leave it for the yamim. So the Gemara is asking your kasha, that grapes are more choshev, I'll be Allah, the grapes are more choshev than all other fruits and vegetables. So the Gemara says no, but it says in the Chumash that you have to have Teret HaShulot, and it's kind of Tachot V'olachem, Yechalta V'Selot HaVeirachto HaShem HaKecho. So the Torah speaks about saying a Baruch HaShulach Reho over bread. And you have before the Kal V'Chaymer, what did you say, what did the Gemara say before? If you say a Baruch HaShulach Reho, Kshus HaVeir Mevarech, Kshuroi V'Koshkein, but you have to say a Baruch after you finish eating the bread, certainly you have to say a Baruch before. So the Gemara assumes that on bread, you would have to say, the Gemara's going to back out some olives. The Gemara's working now that you would have to say a bracha, amayti lechon amayti nater. And on kama, on zvuah, kama means zvuah, grain, that grows, there's no mitzvah of olives. So you see, that even though you have other fruits and vegetables, like kama, where the mitzvah of olives doesn't apply, you still have the mitzvah to recite a bit of anen. So that's what the Gemara says, kama tochia. That shows that that's svara, that the hashivas of the grapes cannot be because it has a mitzvah of olulot. It's l'mal v'lamar, v'harayah, that you have a bracha shalach v'nara, and bracha shalach v'nara by bread, by tzvuah, even though there's no mitzvah of olulot. That's the Gemara's time. So the Gemara, maybe the only reason why on tzvuah, on the chameshis mine dogan, you have to say a bracha, because that has a lot of hashivas also, the ayinah. What's the hashivas? Ma'alah kom shken chayaris v'chala? The only thing in the world that you have to be mavish chalas is you make bread or cake or cookies from grain, from flour, from the chameshis mine dogon. But maybe since it's so chashiv, alright, that's chashiv is api alache, so therefore it's so chashiv that it requires a bracha. But all other fruits or vegetables, or eggs, or milk, or cheese, or anything else, they don't have a mitzvah of chashiv chalas, maybe you don't have to say a bracha. But my name, Kerem Yachir, you can't tell me that the only chashiv is Michael that requires a bracha. It's such a Michael which has the mitzvah of Haproshes Kalo, because Kerem grapes don't have. So the Gemara, because of this, so the Alfusa will be learned with a Mamatim. Loi v'izeh, ki v'izeh, the Re'iyu. The Svorah lahachne by Kerem, namely, Oiloloi. So that's the mitzvah of Oiloloi. Ki v'izeh, that's Re'i, that Re'i, that Chshivas doesn't exist by Koma. Loi v'izeh, ki v'izeh, and the Re'iyu is the Chshivas, the Maila, the Maila of the Koma doesn't exist, namely the Tzchai and Haproshes Kalo doesn't exist by grapes. So you see that neither this Maila nor that Maila is what brings about the din of requiring a bracha. So what's the Tzara Shavah? She came in. Each one has a Maila, but they don't have the same Maila. So that's called a Tzara Shavah, yeah. So that's called a Tzara Shavah. That's one of the Midrash HaTzara Shavah. Because the Hadith, Lari Zeh, the thing that they have in common is Zavish and Nenem. It's Tom Broch, I'll call Zavish and Nenem. Tom Broch, because you can't say that only such a Choshev and Michael, we have a Mitzvah of Oyler. Such a Choshev and Michael, we have a Mitzvah of Chalo. This shows that that's not correct, that shows that that's not correct. They're both love doctors. Like the Sarah Shov is, she came ahead. It's already
Gemara. Can't you say that Kenneth is no Choshev because you have to have Gifts and Love and Kenneth? And the other ones don't think you just make a bracha pointer. I get the bigger bracha because I have a more special bracha. Yeah, but it's not the same thing like the bracha modern that you have after you eat.
Means, if you would only have the pasuk by koma, you could have said shekain is go kosher.
Yeah, go kosher.
And I don't know.
Yes, did Mark put it in that cash also?
Yeah.
Well, once you come to the Sarah Shoah, it's good. Once you come to the Sarah Shoah, it's good. Each one, the Kamal, with the Karen, each one has a Chumra that the other one doesn't have, but you see that neither this Chumra nor that Chumra causes the Dinbar, right? They both have the same Din. There must be that the Sarah Shoah causes the Dinbar. Sarah Shoah being Shekain Hannah, Rek the Gemara, but they both do have something in common. They both, the Koma with the Karen, both have a Hashivu, that it's Korib Agabi HaMizbeach, the flower is used in a Korban Mincho, and the grape, you make wine from Penesachim. So also, Nami Zayis, the only thing you'd be able to learn out would be olives, you say Nami Tzad Mizbeach, what's the Tzad Mizbeach that you use? Shemen, to mix in a Korban Mincho. Okay, the mayim also, so it's all in water, but the flesh, okay, the flesh also, the fish and eggs and chicken and many things, you won't have any
meat. Would be thrown in, okay.
Okay, meat. But a lot of fruits and vegetables, you won't have any profit. That's the thing about this. Not the nami zayis, be able to know zayis the chulei. Zayis and water and flesh and hayim. But a lot of things you wouldn't know. This benam tzadim zeh. But how would you know shar food? In the dinner, you have to say bichas anen and all food. The more than that, it's a svar. Also, love shiran and love mazeh, but like, well, that's the more than lead up to. So now, before the Gemara has a chance to complete it, but the Gemara asks, is zayit be tzadim zeh? So you need a mama tzino to derive that zayit requires the bracha before and after? Well, the head yiktibet. Karen. Why did we insist that the parsha of Kodesh Yilulim Hashem, going back to the first line in the Gemara again? We started off with the Rabbi Akiva's Brayser, and the Torah turned out on Parshas Kodesh. And it says that the parents that grow the fourth year of Kodesh Yilulim Hashem, the Gemara started off, Yilulim refers to the double Hallel, one before you eat it, one after you eat it, and the Gemara says not exactly, it goes on the Hallel after, the Hallel before, the Kalo Chemes and the Baruch after. And the other, he Hilulim goes on Achle Bahar Achle, that you have a din of pidyon, and that's the revival. That was the whole gist of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that parasha is only speaking about grapes. Mechatego, that parasha is only speaking about grapes. Because it says in the Pasuk, Losim Lachem Tavuasai, it says if you'll observe these mitzvahs, namely, that you won't eat the pears and you won't get any hanor the first 3 years, in our Orla. And the fourth year you'll observe the laws of Mechatego, that's right, then a Mashana Hamisha, Tavuasai, then you'll be able to eat the parrot in the fifth year, there won't be any Yisra Achila, there won't be any Yisra, there won't be any Yisra Nisidion, there won't be any problems, and you will pick a bench, you'll have a bracha, Lohosik Lachem Tvuasai. So that expression, Lohosik Lachem Tvuasai, can only apply to Tvuas HaKerem. It doesn't apply to the Hamishic meaning. It doesn't. Usually Tvua refers to grain. But here it's talking about Kisubai Oranta and Titan Kolei Tranquil, it's talking about a tree. So it's obviously not talking about grain. So what other vegetation is there that's referred to in Tanakh and Biblical Hebrew as tzur? The Gemara says the only other thing that grows from the ground that's called tzur. The only thing that's a tree that's called tzur is Karen. As it says, it's tzur takari. So that's how we know that parsha of Kodesh and Lulam Hashem that we started with, that topic, why not to revise, is clearly speaking about grace. Speak the Gemara, and now you want to learn out that Hu Adinami Zaytan. That Zaytan will have the same din regarding Baruch HaLashon HaLachleo as great, and that's Koma because Yish Yesh Bait Tzad Mizbeach. Beg the Gemara, no. But there's a Pasuk in Shoftim where it says, well, the Hedik Sid Bekeret, regarding an olive vineyard, it's called Kerem also. So if the Pasuk is speaking about Tzuasa, it's speaking about Tzuas HaKerem, who says Tzuas HaKerem is only great? It can be olives also, because the word camouflage, olives also, just see. That's what the Gemara answers.
Okay.
Good?
Good.
Yeah, the Gemara had two ways to learn. That was the Gemara we ran through quickly last week. The Gemara had two ways to ascertain that parsha of Revai is only referring to grapes. The one Yafusa was Hilulim, something that you recite Shira, Erem, Shira, Lalayayin, in the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Korbanis. The only carbon that has with it Shira Talaviyim, the only carbon Siba that has with the Shira Talaviyim, is the Nisachayayin and Korbanis. So that was one Yafus. Then Gemara had another Yafus based on the time you read the Yayin. That was a different month on the camera by Hanichi, Yav Zershava. Gemara said there's another Yafus. The Gemara said, did you hold from this Yafus that I know that the Pasuk is speaking about Karen based on so you don't need the whole Tzara Shoah to tell me Zayas Allah, because Zayas is a care. The Gemara says the Kasha is not a Kasha. The Pasuk and Shoftim and Hashem by Yaver, the Tzadish, the Askama, the Yaz Koren, that's by Shimshon, no? They tied on the torches. They tied on the torches on the fox's tail, and they burnt down all of the fields of the Plishnish. By Yaver, he burns the Gobish Yatkoma by Akarim Zayin. They see that the Pasuk refers to the fields where the olives are growing, also it's called Kerem. And so the Gemara, that's what you said, Amar Apote, Kerem Zayin Fikri, Kerem Sama Vayikri. Sure. So life is on thought that whenever it says Tvuasai, the word Tvuah can only refer to the Chamesh Yismina Jogin. That's called Tvuah. Or, so Tvuah, Takarim, the Hainu, great. But it cannot be referring to olives. So the Yoylam, there is no Pasuk that says that olives require a bracha, that I would know olives based on the Tzara Shov. Is that the Gemara blight by now? Take the Gemara, Mikol Mokom Kashe, that's on the first white line in the Gemara. Mikol Mokom Kashe, how do you know to be right that you say a bracha before you eat ice cream, before you have vegetables and other fruits, milk and so on? How do you know to learn out things that are not Torah Vagavya Mizbeah? The Gemara says that cannot be the Al-Husna. It cannot be that you learn that from that pasuk that the real bona fide Yafusa de Raisa. That is the mocker, cannot be. Elazar the Gemara, you're going to have to switch a little bit. The Alis Ma Mishibes Haminim. What Shibes Haminim? It says in the pasuk Eretz, Chito Sarim Gevin Tein Averim, Eretz Hashem in Advar. Eretz Hashalot, it says all the Shibes Haminim. Eretz Hashalot, it's going to say, but all Lechem, it says Lechem. The Chaltam is Lothar Erach, it's Hashem Lekecho. It says the Chaltam is Lothar Erach, and everything. It says that on everything. All the Shibes Haminim. That's on them Dalet on the Nalet, the Mishnah has a Machlek Yisat Anoyim. What Ruach HaShreina do you recite after eating grapes, or olives, or dates, or figs, or pomegranates? So Rabbi Gamliel says you got a bench. The Mishnah, the second Mishnah, the two Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Mem Dalet on the Nalet says, Ochal HaNoz and Matein is reminding me that he eats grapes, or figs, or reminding me. Or pomegranates. Mazarek HaKrayim Shalosh Brachim, you have to bench the whole Bichat HaMot and do it Rebbe Gamliel. But HaKamim, I remember that stuff. You say Brach HaKas Mein Shalosh, you only say Alo Eit Al Pihay, the Kitzah of benching. But the Kitzah says, Afilo Ochal Shelek, even if you eat cooked vegetables, doesn't have to be from the Chamesh Yismin Eidogen. So Hul Mazon and Mazarek HaKol of Shalosh Brachim, that's what one of the HaKrayim points out. And this Brice that we started with, the Brisa starts out, you have to say Bracha Lefanel Lachram, and come on Rabbi Akiva, why does he only repeat the Bracha Shal Lefanel? Why doesn't he repeat the Bracha Shal Lachram? Come on Rabbi Akiva, Otsu Lama Shehitim Kum Kadesh Yivor. So some Akram points out, he doesn't have to repeat that, just like Mamish. According to him, according to Rabbi Akiva, you got to say the whole mention. He holds that when it says, the Chalta Bezvata Berakta Shashar Lachach, you have to say the whole Bezvata Berakta Shashar Lachach, you have to say the whole Bezvata Berakta Shashar Lachach, you have to say the whole So it's lavdavka, it doesn't have to be shivus haminim, lavdavka bread. Afilo achal shelek, if you ate kedesh kriya from cholam, from whatever, yeah, from kugel. So you also have to bench it, kedesh kriya.
No, we don't have some
bread. No, you ate bread kedesh kriya. Sorry, the question. Thank you very much, and you walk away. The thing is, sometimes it has this broth and sometimes it has that broth. Yeah, if you eat, if it's kabet, then I say, well, it's fun. You gotta wash me through the design, and I might see invention. If you only had a nibble of it, but then it, you don't have to wash, and you say, burn it, burn it, burn it, then I'm missing.
Well, so you're going to be
you have to say, burn it, wash it, and not get it.
But I'm not sure it's not even a nibble of
it. Yeah, even the yet, it's not yet, you have to say, burn it, wash it, you're not yet, you say, burn it, wash it. So the Mishnah has the three sheets. When is one required to recite the whole Birchas Hamazon? The Rakid sheet is whenever you ate a thirdly meal, that's the din deraita. You have to bench Birchas Hamazon. We don't pass them like Rabbi Akiva. Nobody passes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Gamliel learns that from the passage. The Gemara says there, my time. Rabbi Gamliel, how does Rabbi Gamliel get such an einfall that you have to bench Birchas Hamazon after all the shivus aminim? He means if you ate today's meal. If you just had if you just had one figure, one date. On one date, he's not going to say you have to bench one little piece of bread, you're not going to bench on test. You had one date, you're going to bench on test. It means if you ate so many dates, so many figs, so many pomegranates, that you're full, you're not hungry anymore, so then he holds you have to bench for someone. My time, how does everyone know that you have to bench? Because it says, there is three to the third, etc. Then it says, there are also the third, so it says on everything. But we don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel either. We pass like the Chachamim. That on the fruit, on the Zion, me and Yomi say, Me'en Shomash, Kisser, the Abridgeful. And on bread, you have to say, Birchas Hamazon. So, Moriah, Zira Bonon. On the third line, I'm then Dalet Aminal. Third line after the Zira Bonon. Why did the Rabbonon say that you don't have to recite the whole Birchas Hamazon and all the Shivis Aminim? So, I'm thinking, my name, Eretz, Hik, Zikorinim. That's the way we read the passage with a big semicolon. Eretz, Hik, Zikorinim, Gavin, and Tain, and Rimon. Come, Eretz, Hik, Shem, and Etzbash. Semicolon, a big pause. Eretz Yisraelot Mitzkenes for Chuk Alechem. Semicolon, Echal to the Kloth and Reaktor. The truth goes back on both. Echal to the Kloth and Reaktor goes back on all the Shivas Aminim and on the Lechem, but it goes back to two different degrees. That there was on Paz, you have to say Gimel Brochus. And on the rest of the Shivas Aminim, you only have to say Brochach of Yeshon. That's what a group of Rishonim say who hold the bracha of Me'en Shalosh is their right. It's a shayla in Shulchan Aruch and Machlokes. So some Rishonim hold bracha of Me'en Shalosh also their right. But when you eat bread, you're required to recite three separate brachas from out there. When you eat olives or figs of date, kidei tzviya, shivat aminim. Kidei tzviya, together you don't take kidei tzviya, say you're clear. Okay. But by Havinena, let's say a perfectly healthy person is a wise guy and he says Havinena when he wasn't supposed to. Going to the time that you're not allowed to say Havinena. He says Havinena when he's not supposed to. Some of the Yevity would be Yosef. But over here, the Sami, he wouldn't be Yosef. That's the person who says that on this. And he's supposed to say, he's not Yosef. Here the din is, Sami Shalom holds the din is on bread, you have to say Gimel Brachos when Atera. If you say Al Michi on bread, you wouldn't be Yitzchak. And on the other side, I mean, in Minatari, you're required to say Al Brochach Me'en Shalosh. Other Rishonim hold that that cannot be. Other Rishonim disagree. We already have the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Koyalin, when they bench, they recite Birchas Hamazon B'Kisa. So they have bridges. So the Rishonim says, how can they have bridges? But if it's revealed, then they write that you have to say three different brachas. How do they say? The Gemara says they say the first bracha, and then you combine the second and the third. And I say by Mason, then leave that in Gansas. I can combine the second and the third. I bet you have to say Gimel Brachas. To some of Shayan in, says Yeshkaf Yachachamim, like a dozen in Atera, the Shevi Al Tatsa. That's because those who Shayan held that if it's in Atera, that you have to recite Birchas Hamazon with three separate brachas. Other Shayan says it's not true. That in Atera, if you say Alam Yechayin, you said all the things that exist in the Gimel Brachas. There's no requirement to say them as three distinct brachas. And I'm sure you guys say if you say everything in one book. So how would you read Eretz disagreement? How would you understand that? You can't say that on Lechem you need Gimel Brachas, and on Zayin Minim it's enough with Me'en Sholosh. On Lechem you don't need Gimel Brachas either. The whole Takkan of Gimel Brachas under the Rabbonim, that's not a thing that's there. So the whole Eretz disagreement means that for Beirachas, Hashem Okefa doesn't refer back at all to the Zayin Minim. But the Brachas on Zayin Minim would only be in the Rabbonim. That's the mocker of the Machshir. Two unrelated topics. I told you the other day how to read this mocker. There are two topics in Hilchos Brachos. One is when you eat bread, and you eat lechem kidei tzviya, you're clear to recite benching in Atera. What if you'll be mekatzah the benching and you say alamichya? You said one drop instead of, you know, brachas, but in that one drop you included all of the things that are supposed to appear in the Gimel brachas. Would you be Yotzim and Atzer on that? That's one machloekes of Rishonim the Sevish. Then there's another machloekes of Rishonim that's the Mechab. That's where the Kidegi calls that machloekes of Rishonim, and the Gil Yom HaShem. Then the Mechab calls the machloekes of Rishonim whether they ain't Shalosh on spaghetti or on wine or on pomegranates, is that the right of the Rabban? These are two unrelated mukhtas. But the Tzali said, how do we do Gimar? When you say Eretz is Tzitzilian, that's the machloek. Tzitzilian means you have a big semicolon there. So you can say that the Drocha Achreina on the Zayin Minim is only the Rabbanan. The only thing that the right is by Latin. Or no, if Tzitzilian, they might explain why you don't say Gimel Drocha. Then after you have to say Gimel Drocha is by Latin. But you don't have to say Gimel Brachas by the other Zayin Minim. You're not very sufficient to say Me'ein Shalvash over there. So other Rishonim learn, the Rashbam learns like that. It's the Kenyan. The Ein Shalvash is the right, but on Lechem you need Shalvash Brachas Mamash. Yeah. Similar to Havinim. Exactly the same. The only thing is that in the summer, by having an entity, yeah, that everyone would agree. If a person says Habanenu when he wasn't supposed to, some everyone would agree that he gave it. Because the whole Sakharna of davening is only the Rabban. What are you going to say? I didn't their eyes that he wasn't making the davening. But over here, the Rishonim say that you're not Yetzin. If you say, Me'ein Shalosh instead of Yechiz HaMazim, some Rishonim say, you're not Yetzin, you're not Terah. So we're not Terah, we are required to recite three distinct books. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is not working on the assumption that bracha achreina is the raisa on Zayin Minim. That's the one way to read Eretz Tzitzikuyim, that there is a need for Atzeret to recite bracha achreina even on Zayin Minim, but it's not as chomer as the birchas hamazon on lechem. On lechem, you have to recite three separate brachas on the shivas aminim. It's sufficient that you recite the bracha achas mein shol. So that's what the Gemara says now on the second line on lamed hayamid aleph. And the second word line, Elazar the Gemara. I don't know anything outside of Zayis. Zayis is good for Tzadim Zer. I don't know, I have to set rock on eggs. I don't know on fish. I don't know on water. Elazar the Gemara, the Yalis love the Shiva Tzadim Zer. As Roz. Ama Masir, Ma the Shiva Tzadim Zer, Dabi Shenene, Vitzom Bracha, Kol Dabi Shenene, Vitzom Bracha. How do you know they had Gufa Shiva Tzadim Zer? The Pasuk only says the Bracha Shalachreah. How do you know Bracha Shalachreah? What does the Gemara say? Say Kamachayim. I'm always going to say in a minute the same
color.
That's what the Gemara is going to hear us, no? So Gemara Malo Shiva Taminim, she came Chayovim, the Bikurim. Maybe Shiva Taminim has a unique feature. It's Mochomer, like we had before. That Lechem is Mochomer because it's Mochomer Alpidin, Baharaya, Chiyat Kala. And grapes are Mochomer Alpidin. Our writer has a mitzvah of all of us. I just point out in different places. Whenever you're discussing Amamatino, Amamatino means that it's shalv edition. That means that it's even a kalachayim. Every kalachayim is really a Amamatino with a twist. In fact, the Rishonim, the Achronim, is that kashi. Why do you need it? You give me the shatan and the then. Why do you need a midat kalachayim? Every kalachayim is a Amamatino with a twist. There's a line on that twist. Oh, but some Rishonim hold that Mamatino is not mentioned in the Yud-Gimel. Because I think the writer in the Tirush and the Meiri writes in the Dorim, along with the Dorim, he says that the Nida of Mamatino is the same Nida of Kavachayim. But according to the Meiri, there's no cash. But according to the writer in the Tirush and Tereskanim, in the beginning of Tereskanim, who says that it's Dinyanav, that the Nida of Mamatino is included in Dinyanav, so then you have this kasha. The Pindurim goes to the kasha. One of the friends. The Eliyot Galatasa. One of the Spanish Akron wrote a paper, Yad Eliyot. The first page in the Pindurim Sefer and the Yiras Meronim, he goes to the kasha. Why do you need two different leaders? So the Sefer points out, sometimes the Gemara has to discuss whether A and B are shavah v'shavah, or one is more common than the other, that's more common. So you can ascertain Chumis and Kudus in two different ways. You can ascertain Al-Pi Al-Lachah as Oilalois and as Bikurin and Kala, and you can say it's more Chomer. People get high, they drink Lachayah, they enjoy wine, water. You can give different kinds of Chumis in the Zeus and Chumis in this. The Pesach says that it's always better to have a Chumrah and Din than a Chumrah and Metzias. Pesach writes in Bava Kamma and other places. Otherwise, if you just have a Chumrah and Metzias, you can say what they call Kol Zeh Achmus. Pesach explained a new term, a Kol Zeh Achmus. So it's always better, Pesach says, it's always better to have a Chumrah to be Matzah. Kavachan, it's always better to have a Chumrah and Din as opposed to a Chumrah and Metzias. The Yiddin Gemara picks again on a Chumrah and Din. Malach Shem Zimish came. Chayavim b'dikur. The first shot in Agamara is that it is there, right? Yeah. So the shot is once you get to the Maskaras, everything is mitzvah. So we're not so sure. It could be that this was just the Havamina, but the Havamina clearly is.
The Havamina is also the right.
Yeah, the Brach HaShalof HaNa is the right.
Not the
Shikr. Yeah, Taitis quoted the Yerushalmi that it depends how Shikr he is. Mam is a Shikr, the Shikr, Shalom. So it's not shy that he should say a bracha. Mam is, he doesn't know what he's doing. Even if you're given a Siddur and you stay with him, it's nothing, it's just a bracha b'chol. But if he's Mizumdom, if he's just a little tipsy, even though he's not Roy Lamad Musa Melech, he's not allowed to daven, but a bracha b'chol, he may say, because the Pasuk says, that's the Pasuk Yishalmi, the Achal, but the Pasuk thereafter, I feel him Mizumdom, even if he's a little tipsy. But tipsy is one thing, and Shikr, Gomer, this isn't it.
In other
words, he's able to daven, but he knows that he wouldn't be able to concentrate to stand with Shnei Amela because his speech is slurred and he's very slow.
It's a snap slur. And I haven't been on this much this year. I mean, in some ways, I was the only difference.
It wasn't
What's the high?
Who said you have to get
not allowed to go?
You have to get
out. You didn't show up there or did you? You're not allowed to go. So you take a nap, and sometimes the nap makes it worse. It comes on the chair, sometimes it makes it worse. Even if he sounded good, if he was shiki, he's not allowed to go. He has to wait till later. He has to wait till after chatzos. That's not right. Yeah, so that's the Gemara's kasha. You're going to learn out from... You can say we'll learn out from a Tzara Shomer, like you said. Learn out from a Tzara Shomer from Kerem and Komo and Shifat Amidah, but you're still going to have kasha. You're still going to have kasha. Because also Vaitav Tzadim is there. The Yoyt says the Gemara, Tenech, Le'achra Rabbafon of the Nine. All you see by the Shifat Amidah is a Baruch Le'achra. The Gemara says, follow kasha. This kasha is Mishkin kasha. Why? We just said before, the Osir B'Kal B'Chamishur, so they're Mavok Shiroi B'Koshkin. But we're still left with the other kasha. How are you going to know? The Gemara says, how are you going to know something that same what time is there? So he's still left hanging over here. And even among the Tanaim, that the Rabbi, even according to the Tanaim, will hold that the din of Rabbi applies to all trees. It's not restricted only to vines, the grapes. The fine, hotena, this is nicha called the vine tier. This is nicha all fruits that grow on a tree. Apples, pears, oranges, and so on. Although the lab on the tea, kigoy, what about all vegetables? Or kigoy, the Gemara gives another motion, kigoy, bosor. Bosor, yesh, but sabin zeh, that we would already be able to figure out. Or the baits and dogim, that same what sabin zeh, we know, say the Gemara, how do you know that you have to say a brohan that? And the Gemara, sorry, who was, well, I'm sure, I'm going to say a blood broch. That was the final one coming. And that was the machalikis that we said, slore, is it the slore? So the Gemara says in the same sure course. The Gemara says in different places in Shas, whatever is as far as one called Svarahu. Whatever is as far as it's in the right, you don't need a Pasik. Alright, don't you need a Pasik to make it there right? The answer is no. If it's a Svarah, then the Svarah won't make it there right. So the Peshua says, Lulim in this Pasimus, he weren't afraid of all of the Pasik. He would have said that simple Shat in the Mar is that Bichat HaNenen is a Din there right. And all the Pasik hold not so. Peshua points out that it's not really there right, it's not a Kalpa Chagamah, it's not really a good Svarah. It's only as far on the level of the Rabbah. they'd like to follow from mind. That's what we assume. That the whole Birchas Hanenin is a takana de Rabbanan, and there's even a machlekes to Rishani, but about Racha Shalach Reho and Zayin Minim. That's the right of the Rabbanan. You're right. And the Hava Minim, it's clear in the Gemara that they thought that the Racha Shalach Reho and Zayin Minim is their right. The Shalach Maskana, that everything was Nitzkas, it could be that that was just the Hava Minim. Let's see. Rabbanan, the Brisa says the same thing also. The Lavi Shiyahanim in Oilam Azeh, why is he Moal? Because everything belongs to Hegdish, everything belongs to the Baruch Shalom. Sounds like it's an Easter. Sounds so much like it's an Easter. But we don't pass like that. It's not going to stand. I remember we were learning once, Rachel Lech was giving the Shia Maria. He was giving the Shia and there's a Machloikas, the Sivil and the Shammai. When you say Kiddush and Abdullah, do you say first Barakri Abdullah and then you say the Kiddush and Abdullah? And you say first the Kiddush and Abdullah and then you say the Barakri Abdullah at the end. Yeah, the first, Nun Aleph on the day, the first Mishnah in Eilidvarim. Eilidvarim should say Beishan right to Sivil the Suri. They're following our argument between Beishan and the Sivil as far in the middle of the meal. The one Machlokes is when you say Kiddush and Abdullah. Beishan Ayan and Mevarach Al Ayoyim. The Achakas Mevarach Al Ayoyim. First you say Kiddush and then you say Barakri Abdullah. You say Al Ayoyim, that's how we pass in. Mevarach Al Ayoyim and Achakas Mevarach Al Ayoyim. So the Gemara had the whole Arichin Dvarim. What is the two reasons of Bisham and two reasons of the Sivil? Remember after the Reichi said, if you would ask me, he would have said a different town. And it was such a good town. And everybody was wondering, how come the Gemara doesn't say that? How come the Rishonim don't say it? The answer is, because it is Gemara, because it's not right. It's not right town. He says, yes, me like this. Are you allowed to take tray for wine and say Kiddush? Tray for wine. How can you say Kiddush? I've got kosher wine. Even if you buy kosher wine, before you say the Birchas Hanenim, it's tray for wine. Of course you have to say first Barakri Abdullah and make it into kosher wine. But when I'm not there, the girl says I'm not there. So once he said Barakri Abdullah, no, you can start saying Kiddush. If he didn't say Barakri Abdullah, so what do you mean Kiddush? Kiddush on trade for wine, how can it be? And it was so convincing, it was so compelling. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what faith means. It's also Hegdish. Can you take Hegdish to go wine and take Kiddush and then be fighting afterwards? Because mind you, I'm fighting let's say the Kiddush was auctioning off the wine. So some everyone is going to take it and say Abdullah, Kiddush, whatever. And then if he says the Kiddush, then he'll be poisoned. So someone will have to say Kiddush again. At the time that he said the Kiddush, it was straight for wine. It wasn't kosher wine. But I have done a lot of things. At the time that he said Kiddush, Allah Yahya, it was straight for Yahya. Yeah. And someone would be Bachar HaTzolah. No, that's a different thing. Well, if I steal wine from somebody else and I'll say Abdullah, say Kiddush and Abdullah, I don't know, that's different. Hegdish and Tachnam is Shanita Chester. Stealing is a different thing. I didn't have there. It wasn't right to say Kiddush and Abdullah. But here, Mamish, the wine is Hegdish. The wine is Abdullah. The wine is Moal. So how come the Gemara doesn't say that? The Gemara doesn't say that story. Rav said, "Luli the Mishapir, he would have said this part." But the Gemara has a whole sugi in the end of Tzach, and don't hear the Gemara doesn't say that. So the pashtus is that that's what some Achrayim said over here also, to answer the kasha of the slot. What is Rav Akiva adding on to what was already stated in the Braita? Is adding on that it's an Issa. The pashtus is that we don't hold like that Kobo. That's what the Kobo held, that the Oinen is obligated to say Birchas Hanenim before he eats, otherwise we don't know he's an Issa. But we don't pass like that, we pass like an Issa. It's a Mitzvah. And if he can't do the mitzvah, then you can eat the food without. So the wine is kosher wine. It's a mitzvah. The type of bar kriyas so either say before or after. So you discuss arranging. I want to do two mitzvahs. Which mitzvah should I do first? So you get involved in the whole discussion. Which one of the two? How do you arrange your two mitzvahs? How do you change the tzadik kodesh and the kodesh? You want to go through the whole discussion. Yeah, so you have to say that this Gemara is a little bit labdavki, just a guzma. That's how we pass in our law. This Gemara is a guzma. It says Moal and Osur. These are all the...
Once you use the wall, it was your happiness.
Yeah. If you picked it up, I'd like to steal it. Little shall have so.
If you have a loss or something,
Not really. Tyson said there are two kinds of mila. Tyson says in Kiddushin on Daf and Dalet, there's two kinds of mila. They have it often in Gemara. It says mila ha'anoa, mila ha'isor. And mila ha'isor, let's say, I thought it was yours, but I thought this was yours, and I'm going to steal it. And then turn out it was Hegdishin. That's mila ha'isor. Or I thought it was mine, and I want to give it away to my son, but it turned out it was Hegdish. I gave it to my son. So I did a form of shit to shoot. So then I say, hey, mila, I'll shoot in the shoot. The Mishnah says in the Yila, Nevesh kisim amal mikach Hashem, because the Gemara says, Ein Yila, Lishina, Vishu, Shinemar, and Shim amal b'isha. The Mishnah, the Gemara learns out in the Yila from a Seifa. Shim amal b'isha, Shina, Vishu, she goes to the Son and also comes. So then, when you did in the Yila, Shalom HaYitzor, I thought it was yours and I'm stealing it, turned out that it's Hekishas. I thought it's mine, I'm giving away my Tone, turned out that it wasn't mine, it's Hekishas, but I cleared, I thought I was doing a kingdom. So then it's Yotzim Lechul. But let's say, I thought it was my toothpaste and I brushed my teeth and it turned out that it was Hegdishin. So I didn't do any shame of shoes. I thought it was mine and I drank it. Then it turned out it was Hegdishin. Then it's not yours to the cool. That's Hanoah. So Mila Shal Hanoah is not my toothpaste. Only Mila Shal Hosoh. That's the type of point. Only Mila Shal Hosoh.
Alle Yisurim is actually a second Yeradim that you're not allowed to make a walk with you eat at the world. So that's actually a place to see the rises in the Rambam where you make a walk on us.
No, but here we're not talking about saying brach on Shrei. Here,
I know,
but it's right. Yeah, once it says the brach on then it becomes kosher. So then you thought that this should be the reason, this should be the main reason for this hillel. Why has to first say brach on Shrei? Because it's Shrei for wine. How can you say Kiddush on Shrei for wine? So first you have to be quite there to make it kosher wine. Once it's kosher wine, then it can say Kiddush on Ayai. Yeah, the Rabbi holds that the Mishnah only says there's no Siruf Mizimah, because the Gemara says Shanedim, Keshu Rishon Neinu Min Amim, third Teretz and Shanedim, there's no Siruf among Rishon, every Rosh is out for himself. Tzadikim Amaskar Moshen Shamayim, so it's all a Siruf together. Rishon, each person is Sahanoat Atma. It happens that the only Mikra, it's going to turn out that if we all do the same thing, each one of us will get Amah. But we're not really doing for a common goal, each one does for himself. So the writer says that's only a slur, why there's no Tzirut Muzim? But you do say a bracha before and a bracha after. And the Shulchan Aruch, he talks like the Mechav, he talks like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says like the Rambam. Because you don't say a bracha before and after trade for food. Unless you had a hefter, like a chole or a Yom Kippur, a person who bought a hefter, then it's mutter. Then you do say a bracha. So this lotion in the writer, the Kuzman, that it's an Easter and it's Moal, we don't really hold like this. It's just a mitzvah. We really hold that it's only a mitzvah. Thank you, Gemara. Maita kante. What if a person violated the din of the brachas? What should he do to be mizaken it? So Gemara, yelachet l'chacham. She goes to our Rebbe. Thank you, Gemara. Yelachet l'chacham. My honored lady. What can the Rebbe do for him? So now he's going to have there. Why don't you say the bracha afterwards? He drank a cup of tea, and he got to say the bracha before, but the Rebbe will tell him to say the bracha after. The Gemara says he can't say the bracha after you've already eaten the food, and you say the bracha after. You didn't touch the tea, but too late, too late. Pass this in the Gemara because the bracha in the Rabbanan is supposed to serve like a matir, and the matir has to be before the diaper. You can't have a matir l'mashre. The matir has to be the shas ma'aser.
We're not
part of the Mubarak HaKhoi. We're not part of the Mubarak HaKhoi. It's just the Machlek is the Rambam and the Orzarua, that the Shach and the Yeredeyah, the Simon Yutesh, what's the Machlek is the Rambam and the Orzarua. What if you're supposed to say Bichat HaMitzvah or Eilat HaYorfan? Let's say Ashkita. You said today, you're supposed to say the Bracha before the Shkita. What if he forgot to say the bracha, or the machon netunef, or there was a self because the bema was a traitor or not, and if you chef the bema traitor, you don't say a bracha, machleg is Rashi holds, the quote of the great folks here, and Simon Yosef near there, Rashi says, but since if you chef the traitor, it's the time of the nevela, that the shchita is called. Shchita does accomplish something, doesn't accomplish the hetzer achila, but accomplishes something, in the time of the nevela, so you have to say a bracha, even if you chef the traitor. We don't pass one, we pass in Shulchan Aruch, dass es Tachanen gesehen hat, dich als Schritten, und ich habe die Ehme, es soll nicht verschritten sein, die Masse bei ihm. Schritten soll nicht an dem Tag mehr wählen, das ist noch Tachanen gebrochen. Ich war nicht am Schächten, dass der Ehme an euch, and I have a suffix in advance, I know that it may turn out to be a Schritten, I won't know, until after the Schritten, I'll have to take out the inside Kishkis, and I'll check to see whether there is a penetration. So you can't say the Brochen in advance, maybe a Brochen about Tomer. It's like a suffix Brochen about Tomer. If you do the Bidikin, you have to tell that it's not a Shreifus, can you say the Bracha then? But the Ramon, in the New Testament, says yes. If you're Shechting at the Hamer, where you know in advance that it's a Sophic Shreifus, wait to say the Bracha until after you bite it, and then you can say the Bracha. So the Shach over there is a long Arichis. How does he know that he's passing like the Ozarua? That's based on an Ozarua. Then you should pass like the Rambam. The Rambam says that you cannot say a Bracha on a Mitzvah, Lachar of the Osnam, and once you did the Mitzvah, it's a Bracha Lachar. Even the Yab, the Rambam says a Bracha Lachar.
You
cannot say. If you still have a little bit left, if you still have a little bit left, then you say a bracha to the imam of the rest. But if you finished everything, then all that's left to say is the bracha shall akhar. But you can't say the bracha shall akhar. That's the gemara.
Maybe it might be compared to anyway.
That it may be a trace of more so than some behemoths, that have a certain percentage of trace. So then the Ramah says, you're not allowed to say it, though. And that's how Rasul, that you can see over there. Friend and say, Taish in the Ramah. Why does the Ramah hold, it's really based on it more later, why does the Ramah hold that by Birchas HaMitzvah also, you cannot recite the Bracha Lachar Afiyah, because the Gemara seems to equate the two together, that was, just like by Birchas HaMitzvah, just like by Birchas HaMitzvah, the Bracha is not here, that it's also not the machine of Hanum and Alam HaZeh, but like Bracha, so too, by Birchas HaMitzvah, it's also not here. It's prohibited for a person to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing Avodas Hashem without invoking the Matir of reciting a Bracha. The Bracha is Matir, just like a Bracha is Matir to be Nana. And Alam HaZeh, and it's the Nisim of the Rabbanah, it's not a Nisim of the Nisim of the Rabbanah to be Nana, but Alam HaZeh without first reciting a Bracha. So too there's an issue to do a mitzvah to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu without first having a matter of reciting a bracha. That's the Lashon
HaRambam. Not here, I have anua kadu, if I do the eating because I want to have anua, not doing people for celebration. But a mitzvah, I'm doing because Hashem told me to do the mitzvah. What else
do I... Exactly, we would have all said like that. But you have the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam writes, of Kishem, the Rambam, the Anderson, of Brachas, of Kishem, of Kedera, of Kedera, she sits in the Chachom, of Bracha, Allah, Israel, and Kach, Kach, Chachom, and Bracha, Allah, Mitzvah. What do you mean, Kishem, Kedera? Why is that here? What? Because the Mitzvah is more humble.
No, the Mitzvah is the same.
So too, that the Chomim of Mishak and Jechus HaMitzvah, that it should not be Rasiyas HaMitzvah. And Mishak points out, it's a Gemara Veda like that. In the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about reciting a Jechus HaNenen, Lacha Rasiyas, when the Gemara talks about reciting Jechus HaMitzvah, Lacha Rasiyas, when the Gemara puts the two together. So from the Pashtus, Loshon HaGemara, in the noon, it would appear like that. That the Jechus HaMitzvah is a Matzir?
I should be able to learn before you recite the Birchas HaTorah. how they shouldn't do the mitzvah here. They shouldn't take the mitzvah.
They thought that the Chacham was only starting to come here. And the one is Mechuyi. The one is that Mechuyi does near man, I guess. That's
what they hold. Good question.
I mean, the Rambam is the one who holds like that. The Rambam is the one who holds that women are not allowed to say a prophet. The Rambam is one who seems to say that it's that the nature of the Chacham of Chacham is not given by mitzvah, that it's a man. Good question. Gair is the exception, yes. The Gemara says Gair is the exception. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. What is it? It contradicts everything. So he suggested maybe it's not a brichas on mitzvah at all. Maybe it's a bracha on the chaloisa gair. So he said, Shaila Allah on the mic, let's say you have a gair custom, Abdul Mosul Azad Jersey. So there's a discussion in Toskim, the gair custom is a little baby, so the gair is not going to say the bracha. There's a big discussion in the Toskim, does the baby say the bracha? When they're adopting, when a couple is adopting a non-Jewish child, they're converting the baby, so with the Bezna recite a Birchas HaMitzvah, she comes in front of Allah Tzila when they're Tzayvah LeGerkot. So that's a Machloikis. And Tzongin, like the Raibid writes in the Achronim have a discussion. But the Raibid writes in the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, Hoses Nidah, he has one Shara Tzila. So he says that when you have a Gerkot, man Bidu Matat Al Bezna, so the Raibid writes the first Bezna says the Birchas. Now that Ashayda is the wench, it's the Bezna say the Bracha. Maybe the only reason why the Gier says the Bracha Lachal Atziyot is because HaKatikav Melechazi is a guy before. That will take Kedishan of the Mitzvot and Tzivot, the Nachri. But the Gier has to conveyor it, he says the Bracha Lachal Atziyot. What if the Bezna is reciting the Bracha on the Tzivot and Gier? Then maybe they should say the Bracha Oibel Atziyot, they are already Jewish, the members of the Bezna. So Al-Kalvechi suggested maybe for your Kasha. How does this fit in? How can you have an exception to the rule? If the Birchas HaMitzvahs are not there, and the Rambam holds it absolutely doesn't make any sense at all to have a matzah in the middle of Ashreya, it can't work ex post facto. If you're ready for over the Easter, you can't say a bracha later to be matzah something that you already violated. So how can you have a Birchas HaMitzvah on Tfilas HaGer? So he said, maybe the point is that the Chacham is on the Saki in the bracha of Tfilas HaGer, a bracha on the Chaloi. So he thought a Svare, but maybe even when the gear cuts not being Mazar Dal Bezman, that they could have theoretically said the Bracha before they are Jewish, maybe they have to wait the doctor to say the Bracha later. The thing is that the Minigodim is not so, not like Rav Soloveitchik. He said he was only once, in his whole life, he was only once involved in a gerus, a little baby girl, a couple who didn't have any children, they adopted a baby girl, and he was present. So he didn't know the Shas Maisa, he didn't know what the din is, so he thought they should say, he knew that they do say a Bracha, I don't know why that was such a bad question. Other person on the surface of the bracha, he thought that Bezin don't say bracha, but he was clarifying whether the bracha is before or after, so he said, let's say the bracha after. He decided, let's say the bracha after, but the Minigvam is not like Rav Soloveitchik, the Minigvam is like the Raizid. The Raizid writes in the Bala Yonetha, all what? See, we always say the bracha on Tfila after. Right. The Gemara in the beginning of Sochem, Abba Zayin says that a Geir recites the Bracha after the Tzidah because HaKati Gavra L'Chazim. So the Rishonim has a Machlokes is what that means. So the Rav, the Ben Chanan learns Pshat, he's an Achri. How can he say Kirishonim and Mitzvah and Tzivan? But the whole discussion we're having is within the Rav. But the Minig is like the other Rishonim, that HaKati Gavra L'Chazim goes on every Tzidah. Even by Anidah, who already is Jewish before, by any person in Tzidah. That we say HaKati Gavra L'Chazim. The hands are dirty when they get undressed. Before it's time to make, they have to get undressed. So they touch their shoes, they touch their body, so they're not going to say a bracha. So they have to wash their hands first. Let's say a bracha. So we always say that they should say the bracha later. Then according to the minute that you say the bracha later, so we understand why by Ger it should always be later. By Ger it should always be later. And not exactly, because by the minute that the one who got undressed, the one who's table, got undressed, says the brother, so they hear the business not getting undressed, they're not going into the water. The adoptive parents are probably, the adoptive father of the child is probably going to take the baby in the water. But he's not going to say the brother, the Bezman's going to say the brother. The Bezman stands on the side in their three pieces. They're all dressed with a hat top, whatever, with a palatant, crazy. And a tika, doesn't need a tika. So if they're saying the brother, so that whole Florida, if you always say the bracha by everything, you say the bracha lachar afyotim, of course that should not apply here. Because they're not getting undressed. That's the shayla. The writer in the Balei HaNefesh writes, and I think that's the minig, it's a pretty common practice now. I think the minig is like that, that the Bezna says the bracha oibel afyotim before. That's the shayla, according to the Rambam, that it absolutely doesn't make any sense at all to say a Bichatam Mitzvah. Lachar Asiyas Mikol Utamatir. So how does it make sense at all by getting? Let's just say Kaktik Lachacham. You hear the Matir, it does work for Matir. Okay. You have sometimes a Matir and Matir. You have a Prosh and Salah of a Kutzler. You have a Matir and Matir. The Gemara says that Kula, the Imam Chorus there. Salah Kutzler, but yeah, let's say you buy cake or cookies from the bakery where you know that everything is kosher, but you know that they're mizalvul in a Prosh and Salah. So the Gemara says you can eat everything you want as long as you lead over a little bit to the end, and then you should mafish chal at the end. Make sure you mafish a little bit at the end. So what is that based on? That's based on a matzah of mafreya. There was an isa tevel, and then you mafish chal at the end. This is matzah isa tevel mele mafreya. So on the level of the rabbanon, sometimes you do have such a thing. As a matzah, you did that over a matzah later, and it undoes the aver that you've already violated. Let's say you should always take off in the beginning, but Rabbi Shabbos the Yontif, you forgot to be makrish before, let's say you have a kiddush, Shabbos the Yontif, you forgot to, Shalom Zochi, you forgot to be makrish, you should put away some of the cookies, eat the cake, the Eb Dabdola, and then be makrish kala from that, and that'll be makrish everything that everybody ate. Some makrishim say it's based on Yesh Beri B'di Rabbonah, Asher Rabbonah. The share of Mishnah Yankov has a chiller, where he explains it's very hard to say based on prayer. Yes. That's what the B'nai Yisrael says, that's right. And it's based on the Zerfti Kodecha. Oh, yes? Okay. The B'nai Yisrael has a Sefer Mitzvah that's called Zerfti Kodecha. He talks about a gear cut from a steel motor about this, then would you say broken not? He claims these say broken not. He says, Mustafa, that not. Because this is giving you an input that blacks are self is broken to offer. They turn out to be a broken of us all. He said, you shouldn't say broken at all. That's what the 3DH also writes. 3DH has different shubas on that. So in his earlier shuba, he wrote shuba so many years, in his earlier shuba he writes that you don't say bracha at all. Lamatina the shuba offering that Ger Kutz from Tzidon also about Bezin that you say bracha. Who says that the Bezin says it bracha at all? And in his later shuba, which was written 30 years later, after the Second World War, he writes, he discovered the writer, writes exclusively in Bala and Ervish that you do say bracha by Ger Kutz.
That's the way. What's the
That's a silence. By stopping brachas lahakeh, what if you have a right? Do you have a right to follow the rest? That's a big machlokes also. That's also a big machlokes. Now, the Vadi Yosef has a shiur about that. He talks about that. Let's say you buy pots and pans from a Jewish store. So the din is that you have to be tzedek kalim. Whenever you have a but the clay suit, the kalim that holds the food, that you knife, that you halonite, or and so on, if it's made from metal, made from glass, that is a mitzvah silat kalim, some old man, a third, a rabbana, whatever is a mitzvah silat kalim. So that's only the one that belongs to a guy. If it never belongs to a guy, so then there's no mitzvah silat kalim. So what if I bought it from a Jewish store, and I don't know how far back it goes? There is theoretically a possibility, but it says, made in China. It could be it was owned by a Jewish company, and it was sold by the manufacturer sold it to a Jewish distributor, importer. Everything was Jews all the way along. It's highly unlikely that it should be Jews all the way along too. I know the store is Jewish. I don't know how far back you go. It is a far-fetched possibility that all the way back still Shesh Yisnei Bereishis has belonged to a Jew. So that's the shaykh. So Rabbi Vanya says, yeah, what are you talking about? So far-fetched. If I came from Kutzlaret, the right is that there's a Yad Akum somewhere, the Emsa there, and the halacha is come aboard the custom that you follow right to say a bracha, and you don't say something brachas lachol whenever there's a right. That's not called the stuff. But he himself refers you to the lachar, and will say not so the lachar. Mishnah is noira, and they say heaven is noira. There is a small group of custom that say that something brachas lachol even applies when you have a right. But it's not so kosher. Here you by a ger katan, the rajma says, the right is that it's not going to be noira. The Rebbe is not going to be Meicher, but that's what the Dach, the Kadach, is still not so partial. Even though the Rebbe is not going to be Meicher, maybe it's still called Dach, the Kadach, is Lachem.
When he grows up, he doesn't need
to be like that. He doesn't need to be like that. Some Erev Yom Kippur, he goes to Mixus, but... No, he was already a Yid from the time, he was already a Gid from the time, he was Chayvul, the Katusa.
There's a new practice now by some, let's say, parents who adopted a non-Jewish child and converted the child. So there's a new practice now that when the child reaches 13, so they convene a Beis Din and they make a Kabbalah for mitzvahs. Most of the Rishonim don't hold like that. The Ritva holds like that. Most of the Rishonim don't hold like that. That's not, I don't think that's the generally accepted opinion. If he says no, the Gemara says, exactly, you have no Sadek and Sadek and Sadek. It's based on Zach Lom Shah, the Torah of Sadek and Sadek gave. But if he doesn't say no, it's like, yeah, from a long time ago. It's not that now we become part of the Kabbalah on this.
Yes,
no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. In the forthcoming Maser, there will be an essay about that. Mm-hmm. No, Rav Meisha has a chill about that, like you don't have to know it. The Zachen works even if you never find it. There's one day in Rishonim that it's not something that day. It's not the Kedusha Aran and Mal Basa all night.
And if you know he's not Merkel?
The first time that he finds out, yeah. Psychologically, it's a problem. There have been several cases where the person finds out at the age of 40, after they have already Eneglach, that they were adopted, and all of a sudden it causes a crisis in their life, and they don't know whether they want to remain Jewish or not. They start to wonder. Yeah. So then the first time they find out that they were converted, it's not only at the age of 12 or 13, let's say the man or the woman finds out way later, in the 40s or the 50s. So the first time they find out that they were converted based on the Kassus and based on Zachman Shalakonov, that they have the right to think about it, to say that we don't want it. So they will be great. It'll turn out that the Garrett will never come, and all the children are later.
So
that's what Amisha says, that maybe, yeah, everyone can be the guy. That's what Amisha says, that maybe that psychologically it's a good idea to tell the child that he's converted in order that he shouldn't have a nervous breakdown later, which sometimes happens. The difference is that if he did, he says, in Hilchos Zavlan Shalafana, you hope that it's good already now. The game is this concept that there'll be mice later and break it up. But you don't really need that. Zachman HaMashalafana doesn't mean that the Gashim later causes it to be Chalmel HaMafrei. This is what they say says. That's called Yish Shalai Midar. The Gashim later is going to cause the Chalais to occur retroactively. The Sach Yish Shalai Midar is Lai Havi Yish. That's what most of the Poskim whole logic says. The Abnenezer dug up, Nidra and Heitai. Abnenezer dug up the Chidushi HaRan and Balabas. Most people don't even have a Chidushi HaRan. But this printed recently, he had a manuscript of the Kedusha Rav. The Kedusha Rav, the end of Bava Basra, that part that only the Zachyoni people learn, the Mishnah Meis, there's a Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, Mishnah Meis, and the boring Gemara is when there's a Kedusha Rav, where he says, not like that today. The Kedusha Rav says, no, the Zachman Shalom Fana works. The person later on finds out that he says he wants it, and then he chuses him later, works from the Masre. But then if he won't tell the Ger Kotzin, he'll never find out that he was ever converted, but then the whole Gerrit will never get off the ground. I thought also, yeah. If I'll never find out, the Chidush HaRan talks about Matan. He's talking about Matan. So if he never finds out, I'll never be kind. Yes. No, come on. So the Gemara has over here that it's... sounds like it's an Easter.
Sounds
like it's an Easter. Yeah.
Because there's no
Easter. No, by a Nida... the Shalom, the Achrayim, but the Hechim quotes the Shalom, writes a minute that when a woman goes to Mikvah, she should be terrible twice and say the bracha in between. Why? So some Rishonim say that the woman should say the bracha over Lof Yosef before she says it. Some Rishonim say, no, I can't think of it, I can't say the bracha after. So if he's terrible, he say the bracha, he's terrible again. So the Rishonim should be saying it. He said it before and he said it after. The other Achrayim say, how did you come? How was that? The second feel is nothing. That's like a Yosef. But that's what the Shalom writes, that many women have such a meaning to be terrible twice. And Erev Yom Kippur is a different thing. Some have a minute to be tabled more than, not twice, some have a minute to be tabled many times. Nothing to do with the bracha. Nothing to do with the bracha. Most people don't say bracha in Erev Yom Kippur.
What I'm saying is,
by Ger there's no sophist. By Ger the Gemara says the Feirish. By Ger the Gemara says the Feirish that the drop is inside and after the tree. That's black and white. By Nida you can say like that. I need the lady tell the woman she should be terrible twice. If I ask for the minigun for Shalom, she should be terrible twice and she should have it in bed the first time. Allah Tanai. That if you're supposed to say the bracha, so she has in mind that this tefillah should not be martyred. So that's the shayla, is that legitimate or not? Because halacha is, that even if I need a fell into the river, even if I need a fell in without kavana, there's also martyred. So that's the machlokes in Achayim. What if the person has kavana shalom? Shalom tatar, shalom. Kavana lahetah. So if the shechita doesn't need kavana, I was throwing a knife to hit a target, and it happened to fly a chicken, a bird flies by. So the Gemara says, and it got nishchat properly. So the Gemara says, it must be like a tatanai. So he passed and shechita, and it's not a kavana. It's not. So the same thing, tefila does need kavana. So what if I shech the behemoth? And I have in mind that the shechita should be dark and not be matzah. What if I'm terrible of the mikra? I have in mind the tefila should not be matzah. So the Marshal, in the other day, the court of Marshal says that if you have kavana lahaper, and it's not Nitzahir and it's not Matir. And other things are put in my show. That's the question. Very important. If you say Mitzvah, say Sichas Kavana, so then Rov HaRishanim holds, most of the Rishanim holds, that if you have Kavana Shalomot, you can't force the Mitzvah down his throat. And if the Pharisee doesn't want to be able to the Mitzvah, it's Nish. But on a Matir, on a Nitzahir, so how can you say that just because you have Kavana Lehitzah, yeah? If the Sila is Nitzahir without Kavana, why should it be worth it? Because the Kavana should play no role. That's the shalom is the eighth, that the woman should be terrible twice. So it's move on the eloh, that the first time that she's terrible, it's like Allah Tanai. And if the brother is supposed to be over Allah Tanai, so she had him in, not to be entirely Labaila with the first Sila, and the male it'll be over Allah Tanai. It still belongs to the Nachri, it's on it. Still a ship to the Nachri. What's the Easter? The Pashtus is not an Easter, it's a Ditla Mitzvah. You know, Vatla Mitzvah, Tila Kelim. If I have Kelim at home that I don't use, I have dishes that I don't use, I got a Chasen Maton and I still didn't think of you. Because there's no Mitzvah, Tila Kelim. Mitzvah, Tila Kelim on years. When you want to use it, so then you have to be terrible Kelim before. So if I'm going to eat in the Kli without having been seen to it, that it has Tila, so that's a Ditla Mitzvah. If I wouldn't have eaten at all, there wouldn't have been a mitzvah. But because I ate, so the mitzvah was already chal yesterday before breakfast. So I was mevatel a mitzvah being titled before breakfast. It's like wearing Arba Kampus without putting on dishes. If I don't use the dishes at all, I'm not wearing Arba Kampus. Yeah. But if I wear Arba Kampus and I don't put on dishes, that's a Ditla Mitzvah. If I have kelim that I use for food. Most of the Rishonim hold time out there. It's a Ditla Mitzvah. It's the shady outside. There's a machleki. Some Rishonim hold that it is an Easter. But most of the Rishonim say it's not an Easter. It's just a Ditla Mitzvah. No, so we have the bright, it sounds like it says that it's also Lord Mashiach and Allah Mazab Bilai Bracham. Cholamed Allah Mazab Bilai Bracham Wall. Sounds like it's not Mashiachir, but we don't really pass like that. We hold that that's a good one. Something bright, something more. Might have counting, what should he do? Sounds like, what should he do if he was over out there? It says, Yelach Efer Chacham. Second of all, what's the Chacham going to do for him? And Shalavi Grand out there, can't he master it Lamasreya? Second of all, Yelach Efer Chacham. Chacham I Ovid Lay, what can the Chacham possibly help him? Ovid Lay, he's Roshan, Ovid Chan Naveir, and there's no way to be Matir, it's Nila Matreya. And to be Gemara, Elam Arava, Yelech Eitzel Chacham, the Ikoro, he should go to a Tam Chacham before he eats any food, Yilam Ben Abroche, so he should learn the Dina Machacham, they should be over the day meal. So the Achrenim answer, what's the Kiddush? He said the same thing in Hilfa Shabbos and Kashrus and Paris and Shor, everything. How does a person know to observe any of the Mitzvahs at Tere, unless he's going to ask a Shaila? So why does the Brisa single out the Tosefta? Why does it only single out the Birchas Hanen in connection with eating food? The Tamachrenim want to say. Yeah, okay. You daven three times a day also. Eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. You daven also three times a day. Make tefillin every day, put on talis every day. Mitzvah says you do all the time. There are a lot of people put on tefillin in the world. They say brothers about tefillin every day. They do tefillin for a lot of people. They never ate tishmona esrei. A lot of people every day. They do mitzvah every day. They're doing your role. But yelechei tzachacham. Yilam derum, they curl. They should have gone to a chacham and found out how to do it. They never learned how to do it right. The manishtana is the bachelor. Some of my friends suggest like this, that the maskana before was that the whole makkah for bichas anemim is asvar. What is it? You can't move over the floor. So let's say you have a new figure-majig. You have a new... They always come up with these new, what is it, Natola bars or something, granola bars, or yes, what brother do you say? What's an afkamina? It's not the floor. The whole thing is not floor anyway. They give you a food, let's say you go to the Orient and they give you, instead you were in the hotel, they gave you, you didn't know what is the food, so I bet you didn't even ask it. You don't know what to say, barbaric, barbaradom, I've heard a flame, a superman, you don't know what it is. So what's an afkamina? It's not the brother. Bring me a favorite. The whole thing is that's right anyway. Dr. That's right. Five, six, and seven, and seven, and seven, and seven, and seven, and seven, and seven. How then is he going to know it's an absolute bin in the favorite? So if he's not going to ask the problem, he's not going to know. That's a cheater. But by Bechas Hanan, the whole thing is that's right. That was not that's right. What the drug is? So the price is says no. Sure, the whole thing is that's right, but the Chachamim instituted. Yeah, very clear cut flowing. And they keep on coming up with new fruits and new vegetables and new makolim, and sometimes it's an ikir and a tough one, and with a slight change, let's say you have the chocolate-coated cherries, so the Shulchan Aruch says that either chocolate-coated nuts or chocolate-coated cherries, so the nuts or the cherries, can you say perfectly, right? And the first we say, but this man is there that the cherry companies don't sell it, the chocolate companies sell it, and a box of other chocolates, so obviously the ikir is the chocolate, the ikir is not the cherry, the ikir is not the nut. But today it's a very different story. So every Michael can change from one generation to the next, and the same thing, you've got to have a generation. Someone else is selling you with a slightly different ingredient. That becomes the ikar, that becomes the tofel, and it's a knesh. There's always something different. So that's what the Gemara says. Even in Birchas Hanen, and also Yerachet Tochachem. You shouldn't just rely on your smart.
Yeah.
Also, should just be like to say a shackle
over time.
So what should he do? Then you go into the Chacham. It's not that he made the wrong prophet. It's not about he didn't make any prophet.
That's the Shilas. And so these are friends and say, no, that's not what it means. It means, Yerachet Tol Chacham, they encourage to know which prophet. To know which is the correct bracha process. No, first thing more, I thought he didn't say bracha at all. So what takana can you do? But then the Gemara says, no, the bracha meant to say, you better go to a big Palma Chacham to learn him as brachas in advance in order not to violate the dinim. They shall be over the day nivim. What does it mean? Yelech HaKrofi to know that you have to say a bracha. To know which bracha to say, because it's so complicated. But even by Birchas Hanen, that's only based on Svara, you still have to ask a lot of shame.
Not to say maybe by Birchas Hamitzvah, if I don't know the bracha, somebody else can make the bracha for me, and I can be used to the mitzvah. But Birchas Hanen, I cannot be used to the... I cannot eat if I don't...
You have to learn, and it's not... Okay. Okay. It's not Negev Aloha, it doesn't happen to me anyway. The Rish only quotes with Negev Aloha. Om Rabbi Yom HaShemol Kalanan V'Alam Nadav V'Lev Rocha Kilanen V'Kotche Shamayim It's an Yisra Mi'ima, Shenema Hashem Ho'ar Zimulayo The whole world belongs to the Rebbe Nishon, so you're not permitted to be Nene from what belongs to Hegdish without reciting a Rocha. Rabbi Levi Ramni, Rabbi Levi had a series in the Tzitzitim. Steve on the one hand, the Pasuk says, Hashem, Horus, and Maya, everything the world belongs to, the Rabbani Shalom, the Mosiv, Hashem, Shalom, Hashem, the Horus, and also on the Dnei, all of them says the whole world is given over to human beings. The other Pasuk says that the world still belongs to the Rabbani Shalom. Zag Mom, like Kashi, Chaim Kadim Broche, Chaim Lacha Broche, the same series as the Gemara said before. Lacha Broche. That Lacha Brocha, the person is training and he has the right to take. But if he talks his name, without saying Brocha, is there not Misa Gezo, is there not Misa Misa?
He belongs to the voice for himself. The person himself is a Chelik of voice. He actually took it from Homer Shit and put it in there before Shit.
Yeah.
But if I leave Hegdish, if I leave something that loves Hegdish, it is a Nila. It is a Nila Nila. I'm Rav Chanina bar Papa Kol, I'm in the middle of a man's head. Like Rachel, Kilo Zayzul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael. What is he stealing? Shenema, HaGoy, the love of Yim, of Yom, Ein Pesha, Chobo, the Ishmash, that who is of Yim, Ein Adagam, HaKadosh Baruch, Shenema, Halo, Hu, Abich, of Kanecho, Ein Ima, Lekanet, Yisrael, Shenema, Shema, Bini, Mutzor, Azichel, Al Tiktosh, Torah, Timech, what do you mean? The mother teaches the Torah, actually the father teaches the Torah. So what is it referring to, the Torah, Timech? That refers to the Torah's Klal Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael, Rajan, Yerhogim, Yidin, Derabonon, it's not referring to my mother. My father taught him the Torah, my mother didn't teach her. The Torah of Klal Yisrael, I think the Torah is the Torah of Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean, one who eats food without reciting a bracha is Geisel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is it Geisel?
It's
the Rashi writes on the top of the Yom, it's Geisel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Birchatza. He's cheating the Rabban Shalom out of the bracha that the Rabban Shalom deserves. And Mashiach has the famous Kash on Rashi. Why did Rashi have to say Geisel with Baruch Hu? The Mordechai said before. Geisel with food, Hashem has, everything belongs to the Rabban Shalom. Before you say the bracha, you steal in front of the Rabban Shalom the food. They have to say stealing the bracha, cheating not say stealing the food. Then I find a matter of Zechanan and Mashiach Kashi. What prompted Rashi to interpret the Geisel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because what does it mean Geisel Knesset Yisrael? So there Rashi, that's already round the bell. Gerzim Knesset Yisrael, Shekshachotu HaPeiris Loikim. On Klal Yisrael, keep all the mitzvot HaTorah properly, so then there's a bracha. Everything will grow well, and there's fruits and vegetables, and have a bracha. And when Klal Yisrael doesn't observe the mitzvot properly, so then the parents will be Loikim. So that's already an indirect thing. So that's what some of the Farshim learned, that Rashi understood Gerzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also indirect. If Geisel Knesset Yisrael is speaking about some indirect Geisel, so Geisel HaKadosh Baruch Hu means he cheated the Rabban Shalom from the bracha. Doesn't mean he's stealing the actual food itself. Especially we assume that it's not really an Easter. Halacha Maaseh, we assume it's not really an Easter. We assume that this is all good noise. Maybe it's not an Easter. It starts off as a mitzvah. Maaseh, you don't say the bracha in the bottle of mitzvah, but it's not really an Easter. Or a rye from the oinen. Maybe that's why Rashi, maybe that's what prompted Rashi to say Geisel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cheated the Rabban Shalom of the bracha. The same thing by Klal Yisrael. They're taking away what they never had. The Torah that will grow will not grow well. So the same, Geisel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Meneas HaRev from Klal Yisrael. Geisel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a Meneas HaRev. Rashi understood it's a parallelism. It's a Meneas HaRev, not that he's outside stealing a cup of coffee, a cup of tea. It's a Meneas HaRev from the Rabban Shalom. It's a lower form of Zeru. What does it mean, Chobah Hu Yish Mashchiz, Zavim Mar? I'm not going to talk about Chobah Hu Yerav Men Nebot, Yish Chitzit Yisrael, Zavim Shepar Shalom, Yerav Men Nebot, Zavim Chaytei U Machti, Rashi Rav. Kahu, this person, he eats in public, let's say, and he eats and drinks without saying a bracha. Other people see him. So the Lord from him also to do the same. To eat or drink without saying a bracha. There's a Chaytei U Machti, as I read. Every marshal, that's when he discusses. Oh, it's not a marshal. Any other air like that? Any other air like that? It's not too stout to Europe, man. It's very much
awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, so the question matters that on this. What's the marshal? Achmir about Papa Rami had a statement in the Tuk Tuk. One person says, well, Kachti, you're going to eat, or the brother says, when they eat and sin, that he'll take away the payers, the tool. Dodo means the tool. What's the steer? In the one pasuk in Hosea says Lakasta is going to be, the first one is going to take away the Paris. The other pasuk says that Klal Yisrael will get the Paris. So the pasuk shot, if the pasuk shot is the steer is, are we going to have the Paris, or will the Rebbeinu Shlom take it away and give it to the enemy? If the Paris is obvious. In the context of these parshas, you see, there in Hashem is talking as a punishment when the Jews sin, and in Kriyat Shema talking as a tzar when they keep mitzvahs. So it's obvious, Tam is man shayetz mitzvah mashmach, and Tam is man shayetz mitzvah mashmach. What was the kasha to begin with? So that's what the Rashash and others say, no, that the kasha was a different word. Is it the goni or is it the goncho? in the Navi in Hosea, called the Lakapti Digoni, the Dogon belongs, when it grows in the ground, it belongs to the Ban Shlom. The other person says, the Asafta Digonecha, it belongs to us. Same as the Sphere from before. So this Amar, so before the Gemara had a Teres, Karen Kodim Baruch and Kamal Baruch, or a lady, gave that Teres. And this Mandama, this Chanina Bar Parfiga, gives a different Teres to the Sphere. He says, "Loi kashi kamis manshin shalot mitzvah shalot, and kamis manshin yeret mitzvah shalot." When the rosh mitzvah shalot doesn't necessarily mean when you say bracha. When the rosh mitzvah shalot coin, that he gives the tefuah to us, it's the goncha, it belongs to us. When the manshin yeret mitzvah shalot coin, then not only are we in violation of shara deiris, even the food that we eat is the gzeila. Because everything basically belongs to the rabbanu shalom. So when we nana from that, if I drink the rabbanu shalom cup of tea, and I don't do mitzvahs and nice and tidyim, so that's exactly, if I use my body belongs to the Ban Shlom. If I use my body for other purposes, so it's also another day, I'm stealing. I have no right to chashol shalom idas, I have no right to use my body. If I use my money for non-mitzvah purposes, I'm a loyal to Hegdish, the money is, and it's there. The money is not mine. But they say Rashi said what? Adogah
shalahem.
Adogah shalahem. Who does it belong to? Now she says the issue was, is it Digoni or is it Digon Cho? Not a shayla, is it the Asafto or the Lakati? Who's going to take it? The shayla is, who does it belong to when it grows in the ground? They should Digon Cho. Yeah, why do they have to quote the Pasuk from Kriya Shema? There are so many other Pesukim in Chumash. No. There are many Pesukim in Chumash where it says Digon Cho. The Gemara has a drash, it's gone to Prat al-Lakua. That if you buy it from another farmer, then Trumas HaMaisis is not their ice. The Gemara says the only time Trumas HaMaisis is their ice, the only time it's settled their ice is when it's a grew in your field. The thing grows in your field now.
No, the Gemara bothers me, yeah, that's Pechet,
that's a drash, the gone to Prat al-Lakua. That if I buy from somebody else, then the whole thing Trumas HaMaisis is only the Rabbanan. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. The Taisus there has a discussion. You mean all the products that you buy in the store are only the Rabbanan. The Taisus has different sheets. Maybe if they already had Meruach by the first buying them, if he sells it to me after Meruach, maybe it's the Rabbanan. Maybe he sells it before Meruach, then it's their right. Different sheets in Rishon. But there the Gemara has the comment on the Digon Cho. The Digon Cho is part of the Lakhov. Here the Gemara has this comment. So the Rabban Hans, the Gemara speaks about already that pasuk in Kriyashma was after the Ganesha, so the Gemara quotes this basic Machlokes HaTanaim. How is one supposed to visualize Torah life? How does one balance making a parnasa?
Right.
The big Machlokes today. How does one balance making a parnasa with learning Torah? Yes, after the Ganesha, what does it mean? You should be a farmer and harvest a tour. You should learn by day and by night. Maybe should learn kipshuto literally. The person has to learn literally by yom. The person tells you a hefter. What's the hefter? You submit it to work for a living. You're not mechuyav to learn in the kollel. Not all people are mechuyav to learn in the kollel all day long, even if they are able to. That's a shame. Unless a person has a very good head and he has the ability to learn in the kollel, he's going to learn in the kollel. He's going to be supported by other people. And he feels uncomfortable about that. He would prefer to be self-sufficient. He wants to have a job. Is he committed? Does he have a hefter or not? Sounds like a machlokes HaTanaim. Sounds like a machlokes HaTanaim. So the Rambam has a different thing. You're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to make Torah at Kardim Lachtabra. You're not allowed to come to you and say, look,
I'm going to learn.
I'm a big Talmud, and I'm going to sit and learn, and I want you to support me. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to do that. But if the Jewish community feels that there is a need for a title, we need title name in order to have Marbisa Torah, in order to have Rabbanim and Dayanim in Rabbeim and so on. So then there's no Aveira. The Rambam also means there's no Aveira for me to join the title. If I'm cut out for it, there's no Aveira for me to join the title. I'm going to come and I'm going to say, I'm opening up a new place. That is, I'm going to say, I want to text you, I want you to support you. In fact, you're not allowed to do that. The Jewish community feels the need to have such a thing. But they're not there to take the money. And there, the Rambam says, is to ask for the money. Yes. So the first time of Rabbi Shmuel says, the Hefter, the Pasuk says, Harik Ben Nigdar Heres,
that a person is not mukhayyif to learn all day and all night. When the Pasuk says, "Vayamish sevatarotam tichav argiz vayom v'alayla," it means every minute of free time. Let's say a person has to sleep, he has to eat, he has to do mitzvahs, he has to daven, and what do you do with argiz vayom v'alayla? It means every free minute, he mukhayyif to learn. So this is not just like eating and sleeping, taking care of tochei aguf. It's not free time. So taking care of finances is also not free time. That's what Rabbi Baruch explains in his Kushrus at the end of Kiddushin. He talks about going to university. So he says, how do you understand this halacha? According to Rabbi Shmuel, that a person is allowed to work for a living. What the mitzvah, parnasa, is such a great mitzvah. So the mitzvah, parnasa is bigger than the mitzvah, parnasa. So he says, not that one is bigger than the other. The whole chiyuv to learn Torah only is when you have free time. When you're on a free time, then you're not completed. The dog takes this free time. And the person has to work for a living because he's the night Shabbat Imam. A person that works for a living, well, the money's going to fly down from heaven. So it's understood that that time is not free time. He has to learn about Mother Maru, but the rest of the time. Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees, and he says, how can it be? Asher Rabbi Chorish b'shaz Charisha b'zareya b'shaz Zbir b'kareisha b'shaz Zbir b'dash b'shaz Zisha b'zareya b'shaz Haruah. If he's going to do like the promise do, he's going to be busy all day and all night. So Torah Matahayim, so who's going to learn Torah? That's ridiculous. And he says, Ella. So what does the person mean, Yosaf, to be on Echa? Says the Farish, that you can work for a living, Ella, and then, when they're really keeping all the mitzvahs properly, Malachta Nasa Sadi Achem, Shenemar, Yom Zuzor, Bero, Tzonchen. We'll be Zechet at Yom Zuzor, and we'll take care of our Zerot, and talk to the Prat, also we'll fly down from there. And that Pasuk in Kriyashma that says, Yosaf, to be on Echa, that we'll have to never work for a living, that's it is not shaming so that Mitzvah Hashem Malkam. Well, after now, sorry, they ask Mishnah, but you're after the Gonech. Yes. That's what Taisa says. How can it be that that's Mitzvah Hashem so that Mitzvah Hashem Malkam? The Parsha Kriya Shema starts, Maho Yoyim Shema Ati Shema Mitzvah Hashem Nechem Tzad Ez Chanyam, says that they're doing the Mitzvah Hashem, they're doing the Mitzvah Hashem Malkam. How can you say that that's Mitzvah Hashem so that Mitzvah Hashem Malkam? The Taisa says, yeah, it means that they're doing Mitzvah, but not Allah Tzara Yoyitza Taisa. They're not Tzadikim Gemur. The highest level, what it really did, so he can move him, that then it would be Malach Tanas and Sardia. That's what his basis says of these. That was a curse, that was a kolala. That's what it says, the Esed Tzeldi Bonin. That Chava was cursed that she should suffer. So that was a shaykh that was brought up to the Pope years ago. Remember, about 25 years ago, a woman permitted to take pain relievers when they give birth to children. So in our literature, I never came across such a challenge. The first one gave a curse when the priest would sit on the curse. If you can delay away, if you can run away from the curse, run gives them pay. Even the Pope is also not like that. He also was makeup. Remember, the Pope was makeup that you're allowed to take pain relief. So the death of Tech, that means a club. If a person can avoid it, is how do you avoid it? Not Mukhayyib to sit and suffer from the curse. But the Shaira is there anything wrong if a person is talented and he knows how to learn? So the Pasuk says, Slagitza by Yom HaValoyla should learn every 3 minutes. So what about taking a job? Is there anything wrong with working for a living? So Rav Shmuel says that Hanig ben Nidachir, there's absolutely nothing wrong. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai says no, that it's not right. Torah Matayal El, it is not sure. It's not sure. It's not sure. It's not sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. When a person needs for finances, then it's those hours are not free time. Let's say we gave the motion many times. Let's say a person can have a job. So if he work all day, he'll make $300,000 a year. If he work a half a day, and I'm just going back to my chef, say, I'm making $75,000 a year, $50,000 a year. I can't do someone $50,000 a year also, I'm just going to tell. But if he's a person who can learn half a day, some people just don't have to do this, so they can't. So maybe they'll make $300,000 a year. But if he's talented in learning, and he can learn Shnayis, he can learn Tillim, you can learn Kippur Shulchanot, you can learn Al Yaita, you can learn Mavis Tev, you can learn, so that's the learning, Medrash, whatever, because then you should only learn a half a day, you should only work half a day, and learn a half a day, because the rest of the time is free time. The person is willing to learn every minute, they're free time.
How can you learn if you have
The person has a little more bitachon. So then he gives the chanes at this point, like they tell about Rabbi Tzvi Palanta, that the yesim personally has a half an hour a day to learn. So what should he learn? Should he learn Musa? Should he learn Halacha? Should he learn Gemara? He said, let him learn Musa. He'll find out that he has more than half an hour a day. So that's what he has called. They showed the Yisrael. He's a sincere Taman. He should have a little more bitachon. And well, they'll find, they'll have the parnas.
You shouldn't worry too much. Some people are over concerned about the parnas. How can the Tanis say? How can the Tanis say that? Kasha and the Tanis, right? So the Marsho, all the Akhrenim talk about that Kasha. Marsho is the first one to be married, and all the Akhrenim each one gives.
Yeah, my shirt doesn't say before the irrigation, so obviously there's something missing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever. Chaim Olozin has the yachid, the rabbi. Whatever the written are, but obviously there's something missing. There's something that's not in gun. The end of the parsha. Yeah, the end of the parsha goes after they worship Abba Dazar, they'll be sent to the Golus. That's a different thing. Yeah, but the beginning of the parsha sounds like it's also Matzavah Shamach, and this time it says Nasta. Shimon Bar Yochai says that it's not. Okay, maybe believe that, we'll have to save this Gemara for next week. There's a big, big discussion. Shine him out, friend of mine. Believe that, next week we'll have to discuss it. The Gemara in the Dorim comments on the passage in Kisiso, in the beginning of Sheni. It says, "Vayitan Moshe kechalot v'davrit v'har Sinai shnei luchos haredus luchos seven ksubim the ezba Elokim." So the Gemara says, "Vayitan Moshe, the Moshe hayolamet haru mishakech." He kept on learning and forgetting, until Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to give him the matonah. Vayitan Moshe, when he gave him the matonah, then he didn't forget anymore. So later, Meforshim add on, the Achrenim add on to the Gemara, Rashi and Chumash comment, Kechaloso, like a kala. But it's also gave over the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu like a kala. That's al pidrash. Al pishuta, Kechaloso, le David, it means when he finished learning, called him Rapula. If you put all three together, Vayitan al Moshe and Matanah, Kechaloso, when he finished learning, and Kechaloso, because it's written Chasavah, Kechaloso, like a kala. So if you put everything together, then you'll understand what the pshat is. That's what later Meforshim said. But the pasuk says later in Chumash, Torah Tzivul on Moshe, Morosh Kihimus Yankis. So the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Torah is like a marriage. Like every Jew has a chelik in the Torah. Everyone is like the Torah is like a Naira Hamarasa to everybody. But a Naira Hamarasa, a Morosha is not a Nesuah. And some people are Zecha that they have Nesuah. Everything, the husband and the wife don't even know each other so well. They got married, because they're not living together. Yes, in Nesuah. Then you say about the Ishtois, and then the people get to know each other very, very well. So, Kozman, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn yet, Kol HaTorah Kulo, because the Torah was just a prima there, and he didn't really know it so well. So, how you learn the Torah Meshakech? He kept on forgetting and forgetting. Because the things didn't fit in. You have a din here and a din there. Even it has a million din here, but the din still didn't fit in yet. The Chalos of the Dabrita, when he started to succeed in finishing Kol HaTorah Kulo, then it was a prima like a Kala, like we saw. But if it becomes like Nisun, then it's Vayitan, then it's Taka Matana, then it's Taka Kainan, it's not going to be Meshakeh. Because when you really understand everything like Nisun, then everything fits in, so why should you forget? This is, everything is needs to be related. The Hofa Hatan, you're not going to forget it. All you have to do is remember one thing. Remember everything. Everything fits into Nisun. That's the mitzvah, that every person has a chelik in Torah. Everybody has a little chelik at least. It's a chino of everything. That every person should try to seek to it, that the Torah should become like his, you know, to...
last year, about this time of the year, we had a guest come from Eretz Yisrael who has a kol over here. Baruch Hashem, I saw a lot of kolim, but there are very few what you might call Zionistic kolim. But in the same harab, most of the kolim are in time of dinim. In time of dinim. The big yeshivas, of course, big healthy yeshivas have what we would call a Zionist kolim. So this young man, Agita Lati, visited our shir last year, and he has one of the not anti Medina. Not Ra Medina. Not they don't speak Zionism, they don't speak Rafa. It's a turtle that he's had for the last 12 years in Ramah, where he doesn't hold his sheep, not that they should sit and learn for 12 years, they should sit and learn a year or two or three, and then go out and become Agita Shir Rabbanim. And so on. And several of his alumni, several of his graduates, quite a few of them, has an impressive list of his alumni who have been placed in Rabbanus and in Chinuch in different communities. So his last year he came, and we raised a significant amount of money for his course. And he came again tonight to ask us if we could help him for his course. If people would like to help, the name of the course is Raman Das. They learn Gemara, Lasutishmait, believe it or not, they learn the Hilchot Shabbos, they learn the Talmudus, they learn the Rideya. Over the last year, they learn those Gemaras, they don't stop learning the Tulkuna, they learn those Gemaras with the Shulchan Aruch, they learn the Gemara with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Shabbos and Shulchan, and they learn Lasutishmait, believe it or not, they come to Mount Sinai. It's the Kerala, the Tzadim and Ashkenazim together, they live in peace and harmony together, and it's not anti-Medina. So the name, would you like to say a few words?
But the Torah has nothing to said everything. He said it much earlier when he spoke about Jesus Rambam about Solomon. And I think the chapter of the Rav's Gate, this is the idea of that, this is the Ashtophel that we read about Tereling. If somebody wants the Tereling for himself, there is no permission for that. But if the community needs the Tereling, that's already a different story. It's a service to the community. If you look, if this is the attitude of that, it's a service to the community, then it's a different story. I have nothing to add on Tereling, but that's the real chunk. Just a short thing about Parashiyot now. There was a list that makes to build the Aron, the two Aron of the Shittim, and then the attacked the Arba Tabor Jamal, the Natasa Allah Mubata Mutab, the State of Bot and Talor Afat, the State of Bot and Talor Shani. On the Aron, you should make four wings, and the prophet said, and two links on one side and two links on the other side. And then you make Badeh Ateh Shittim, Tipitah Sam Zamah, Vebeta Ateh Badim Batabaot, Al Talot Aaron, Atitit Aaron Ben. You should make four and put them into the rings in order to carry the Aaron. Batabaot Aaron, you are Badim, there are two in Melon. Once you put the four into the rings, you are not allowed to remove them. Let them be here. Now, in Parashat Vayakel, the prophet said that Betalel made the Aron, he made the ring, and he put the poles into the ring. Then we come to Parashat Pekudeh, and the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Yom HaKamat HaMishkan, once he put together the whole Mishkan, so it says also that he put Lushot HaBrit into the Aron, and then it says that Moshe Rabbeinu put the poles into the ring. So here is the problem. Before that, we learned that the Talal put it. And once the Talal put it in, you can't take it out. So now to the see the Moshe Rabbeinu put it in. It's like a contradiction and so on. Now, I emphasize when I read the Pasuk, Ushteta Baot, Tatita Arba Tabot, you should make four rings, and you should make two rings on one side, and you should make two rings on the other side. So it sounds like there are eight rings. So Rashi says, we are talking about the same four rings. But the Yidam Ezra says, no, we are talking about eight rings. In other words, four rings first, in order to put the two poles to carry the Aron, And the number of four rings were just for the beauty of Zaron, it's part of the design of Zaron. Just as the Yuma has a different version, and they come to the conclusion that not only that there were eight rings, but also there were four poles. So two poles were to carry Zaron, and that the saddle pole, and that they were allowed to move. Every time that they moved, they also took out the poles. But there are another two poles that Moshe Rabbeinu put on these two poles, you are not allowed to move. So if that's the case, now we can say that two poles are part of the design of Zaron. This is the shape, but Zaron has two, four walls, also it has two poles. Nothing to do with carrying. This is the design of Zaron, the beauty of Zaron. And two poles are to carry. And once it's put in, you're not allowed to take it on two moves. The symbol is Zaron, the symbol for learning Torah. And the poles are the symbols for those who carry the Aron. Carry the Torah. So up till now, we saw that it's two different, two parts. There is one part of learning, and one part of supporting. Alokim Yuchadet, if you are not allowed to separate them, you are not allowed to remove the supporter from the learning. But here, the Chiddush is that it's not two separate units. It's one Aron, it's one part. It's the beauty of, that's how Hashem wanted it to be done. That it should be one unit, the supporter, the pole, and the Aron, the Torah. It's all one unit, cannot be removed. And the Gemara says, Aron, Moseh et Nosaf. The feeling we should get is that we are not carrying the Aron. No, not the supporters and not the learners. Those who are learning are not supporting the Aron, not lifting the Aron. The Aron is lifting those who carry.
Sure.